This is VOA News. In Helsinki on Monday, Vladimir Putin says he wanted Donald Trump to become president, but he denied having done anything to make it happen. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At a joint news conference after their summit in Finland, the two presidents denounced claims that Russia worked to get Trump into the Oval Office, despite U.S. intelligence agencies insisting Moscow did interfere.
They said they think it's Russia. President Putin. He just said it's not Russia.
The president says he has confidence in both, but wonders why Russia would have been involved.
I don't see any reason why it would be.
Putin says he wanted Trump to win because of the GOP candidate's policies. Both men hailed the summit as a potential breakthrough for a bleak relationship, with Trump saying both nations are to blame. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some American politicians, including leading Republicans, reacted with shock Monday after President Trump failed to side with the conclusion by U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia did indeed meddle in the 2016 presidential election. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said President Trump is putting himself above country.
Starting with the president's trip to NATO, ending with his shameful performance at today's press conference, President Trump has strengthened our adversaries while weakening our defenses and those of our allies.
Senior Republican Senator John McCain said today's press conference in Helsinki was one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory. The damage inflicted by President Trump's naivete, egotism, false equivalence, and sympathy for autocrats is difficult to calculate. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia said this is a sad, shameful moment for our great nation. This is VOA News. British